Hello again. This time we'll walk through the process of unzipping an audio Bible that we downloaded in the previous step. And I'm going to look for my computer. I'm back on my desktop, so I'm going to press M until JAWS says my computer. I'm going to press enter when I hear that.
My computer.
It's right there, so we'll press enter.
This PC, items view, multi-select list box.
And I'm going to arrow down because I know that I have Google Chrome set to download files into my downloads folder, so arrow down until I hear JAWS say downloads, and I'll press enter to enter the downloads folder.
Desktop, documents, downloads.
There we go.
Downloads, items view, list box.
And now we're in the downloads folder. Now I know this file starts with the letter L, so I'm going to press the letter L.
Lockajvotn.zip.
There it is. Now notice that the last thing that JAWS said was .zip, and this goes back to something that I mentioned in the text of the Bible Information and Resources page. That is to make sure that you have that you are showing in your system extension for known file types, and this will become quite important as we go forward. It will really help you to distinguish between the zip file and the folder created as a result of unzipping that file. Now, to unzip it, I'm going to press either the Applications key or Shift F10.
Context menu open.
And I'm going to arrow down until JAWS says Extract, dot, dot, dot.
Open a new window. Picture smart with JAWS. Convenient OCR to work with JAWS. Convenient OCR with JAWS. Extract all, dot, dot, dot.
I'm sorry, that should say Extract all, dot, dot, dot. So that's what we're going to do. And I also should mention at this point that this machine is only relying on Windows to unzip files. In other words, I don't have any third-party unzipping utilities, things like WinZip installed. So I'm just using the generic Windows method for unzipping, and that's what I recommend you do at this point. So I'm going to press enter on extract all.
Leaving menus, downloads, items view, multi-select list box, lock AJVOTN.zip, 16 of 25, extract compressed zip folders, files will be extracted to this folder, edit, see users Greg Thompson, downloads, lock AJVOTN.
Okay, and that is where it's going to extract the folder, or where it's going to create the folder. It's going to create it in the downloads, and it will recreate a folder called, in this case, LA underscore for Litchfield Associates, KJV for King James Version, an underscore, OT for Old Testament, an underscore, and an N for non-dramatized or narrated, and that will be the name of the folder. And just to remind you that the file we're unzipping is the same as I just said, with the addition of a dot zip extension on the end. So I'm just going to tab over.
Browse dot 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 button.
We don't want to browse because we're happy with the way where the folder is going to go and the name of it. So we're going to bypass the browse. I'm pressing tab again.
Show extracted files when complete. Checkbox not checked.
Okay, and I like this one set this way. Show extracted files when complete. So in a previous unzip operation, I unchecked this box. If this is your first time unzipping, or you have previously unzipped and have it set to show the extracted files at the end, I recommend that you uncheck this box. So we'll press tab again.
Extract button.
And we're on the extract button, which is where I want to be. So I'm just going to simply press space and wait while my computer unzips the file and creates a folder.
Cancel button. 4% complete, 4% complete, copying 968 items from lockajvotn.zip to lockajvotn, 2% complete, pause the operation, checkbox not checked.
Again, just like we did when we were downloading the audio Bible, please pause the recording and rejoin me after your machine has completed unzipping the file.
Not checked, unavailable, downloads, items view, multi-select.
And there we go, it is finished. So I'm now going to press F5 to refresh my view of the files in the downloads folder, because I've been returned into my computer after the extract process completed.
Not selected, FCBHKJVNTD, lock AJ.
And I'll press home to go to the top.
FCBHKJVNTD.
And I'll press the letter L.
Lock AJVOTN.
And I now, and you now hear that we actually have the folder we want. So we'll just go inside and just take a bit of a look at it to make sure that it worked out okay.
Shell folder view, items view.
I've pressed enter, and we will arrow down now.
02 Exodus.
Okay, we'll go into the book of Exodus and just take a look. So you'll note that this folder, 02 Exodus, is made up of the number 02, which describes the book number for Exodus, which is the second book in the Old Testament, an underscore, and then the word Exodus, which of course represents the name of the book. So I will press Enter to open the 02 underscore Exodus folder.
02 Exodus, items view list box.
And I will press down arrow.
Not selected, 02 Exodus 01.mp3, 02 Exodus not responding, 02 Exodus 02.mp3.
Okay, it is on the 02, it's actually on chapter 2 of Exodus. We had a bit of a glitch there, you heard it say not responding. That may or may not happen to you, I hope it doesn't. So we'll go up arrow once.
02 Exodus 01.mp3.
And so I am now focused on the first chapter of Exodus. And just so that you understand the way the files are named in this folder, again, we have the book number, 02, an underscore, the name of the book, Exodus, another underscore, and 01 representing the chapter of Exodus. So this is the second book of the Bible and the first chapter in that book.
02 Exodus 01.mp3, 1 Exodus 1 Alexander Scorby, 02 Exodus 1-40.
Okay, and it also read some meta information there as well. So that's good. This file is the way we want it. So let's close this down with Alt-F4.
Desktop.
Thank you for listening. And if you wish to email me questions or comments, you may do so at accessitech@gmail.com. And I'll spell that. accessitech@gmail.com. That should do it. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope you found this recording to be helpful. Have a wonderful day.